As you're driving into work right now, do you feel this sensation of being absolutely overwhelmed by the day that lies ahead of you? Well, you might be suffering from Superwoman Syndrome. Hi, it is the Ladies' Room with Brooke and Monty on Movin' 92.5. NBC News just did a report that talks about how 7.5 million women are suffering from Superwoman Syndrome.
Yeah, the symptoms are you're overworked, you're overwhelmed, you're overscheduled, you're juggling families, and apparently the new data is saying that this is why prescription drug use is in the greatest numbers it's ever been.
So Emma Louise Elsie is here. She's a life coach, and she's here to show us how to stop trying to be a superwoman.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. This is Monty, and, you know, I have a brand new baby, and it gets hard juggling the baby and the husband and the house and the radio show and the comedy. But I was raised by a true superwoman, a single mother with two kids who had three jobs to help make ends meet and who always had dinner on the table in a spotless house. So I feel like I don't do enough. So when I do panic, I do it quietly by myself at night, and then I feel incredibly guilty about it. I don't know about you.
I don't have a baby or anything, but I have an overpacked social calendar, and I have a problem where, you know, I'll take a tap class, a yoga class, guitar lessons on top of happy hour with six girlfriends, and then try to find time for my boyfriend on top of that.
Yeah.
Brooke, maybe you should just stop taking guitar class or something.
Yeah, and that's a really important step, actually, is to learn, or in fact relearn, how to say no. There is always going to be more to do than time available. So once you know what's really important to you, you can make that your priority and learn to say no to the rest. That means figuring out what's important to you in life, what is most important. And it's usually things like family and friends, health, feeling happy, enjoying life. It's things like that. And once you know that those are your top five priorities, when you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, you can just ask yourself, you know, how am I meeting my priorities right now? And if not, whose priorities am I meeting?
What are your top five priorities, Brooke?
God, I need to write them back. I mean, first would obviously be family. Family and friends is definitely my number one priority. Number two, what would be my second priority in life? I would want to say, like, experiences and adventures would be a priority for me. And I guess that would fall under, you know, whether it be learning something new or getting outside and enjoying the great outdoors. But I'd really have to think about, you know, three, four, and five.
Well, if you can just identify three, that would be enough just to get you focused. Because unless you know what's truly important in life, how can you say no and know what to say no to and know what you need to say yes to? You're just going to spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, right now my priorities are baby, number one priority, 8 months old, driving me crazy. Husband, our relationship needs a lot of work right now because unfortunately all our time is aching up taking care of the baby. And I would say work is a priority for me just because it's very important that I not lose this gig. Hint, hint. Hint, hint, bosses that are listening.
But do you know what's interesting, Brooke and Monty? Neither of you put yourself as a priority.
Can we do that? Is that allowed?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you even think of that as an option, Monty?
I did, but I don't really ever put myself up, you know, number one. I always feel like I can handle it, you know?
Yeah, it didn't even cross my mind.
I said maybe you guys are part of the Superwoman Syndrome.
Well, yeah, but we are, but without the pills.
Well, that's the good thing.
So, Emma Louise, Elsie, you're a certified personal life coach. Is there any other advice you can give to other superwomen out there that are just overworking themselves?
Smoke a bunch of pot.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. One is to think, what are we teaching our children? You know, mothers are the main role model for our girl children, especially. And our girls are going to grow up stressed and overwhelmed by copying us.
That's why I had a boy.
So that's something to think about. And our boys are affected, too, because they're going to grow up expecting their wives and girlfriends to do everything just like us. So,
not my boy. He's going to be gay.
You know, that's interesting because my mother, my father always called it the Davis ants in their pants. Because the whole Davis line of women have to be constantly busy. Like, my grandmother was involved in, like, 30-something clubs all at one time.
What?
And I'm two generations removed from that, and I still feel the same way, where I always have to have an activity to do.
Yeah. Yeah, we forget that we're human beings, not human doings.
The only activity I have to do every week is watch American Idol. That takes a lot of time, though. I'll keep it.